This is the progression test for listening, stage 4. There are 3 parts to this progression test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. Now open your question paper and look at part 1. There are 7 questions in this part. For each question, there are 3 pictures and a short recording. Choose the correct picture and circle the letter A, B, or C below it. Before we start, here is an example. Where is the girl's brother now?
Is your brother still in bed, Mary? I know he likes to sleep late in the mornings.
He went out early, Grandad. Mum had some shopping to do and she wanted him to help her.
Oh, he'll miss his basketball practice then. That's a shame.
But he goes a couple of evenings now instead. They've got an important game soon.
The answer is B. Look at the 3 pictures for question 1 now. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1. Where did the girl's family go yesterday?
Did you go out yesterday?
Yes, with my parents. We wanted to go to the beach and swim in the sea. It's quite far away, so we tried the river instead, and the water was warm.
Lovely. We usually swim in the lake outside town. It's nice there.
We sometimes go to the lake too. It's quieter than the beach.
Now listen again.
Did you go out yesterday?
Yes, with my parents. We wanted to go to the beach and swim in the sea. It's quite far away, so we tried the river instead, and the water was warm.
Lovely. We usually swim in the lake outside town. It's nice there.
We sometimes go to the lake too. It's quieter than the beach.
Two. Which is the boy's new hobby?
What's that? A book about playing the guitar?
Yeah, for beginners, so I'm giving it to my friend. I don't need it anymore, and he's just started. And actually, I've begun learning to play chess with Dad now.
Well, I've bought a jigsaw puzzle for us to do together.
Puzzles are fun. I'd really like to do one with you.
Now listen again.
What's that? A book about playing the guitar?
Yeah, for beginners, so I'm giving it to my friend. I don't need it anymore, and he's just started. And actually, I've begun learning to play chess with Dad now.
Well, I've bought a jigsaw puzzle for us to do together.
Puzzles are fun. I'd really like to do one with you.
Three. What does the girl's dad ask her to do?
Could you help me today, Sarah?
Sure, Dad.
We've got no salad vegetables, so I'm going to buy some. I'm sure you'd like to come shopping too, but maybe you could stay here and put the plates and everything on the table. Your brother can help. We'll have lunch when I'm back.
All right. And shall I wash the dishes too?
Only if there's time, Sarah.
Now listen again.
Could you help me today, Sarah?
Sure, Dad.
We've got no salad vegetables, so I'm going to buy some. I'm sure you'd like to come shopping too, but maybe you could stay here and put the plates and everything on the table. Your brother can help. We'll have lunch when I'm back.
All right. And shall I wash the dishes too?
Only if there's time, Sarah.
Four. What will the girl wear to the party?
What are you wearing to the party?
Well, I love my dress with circles on it. It's a bit small now. And I'm not sure about my jeans and flowery top. But I think my friend's wearing jeans.
Remember you've got that new skirt and top? We bought them last week with stars on. Why don't you wear them?
Okay then, I'll do that. But it's a pity about my dress.
Now listen again.
What are you wearing to the party?
Well, I love my dress with circles on it. It's a bit small now. And I'm not sure about my jeans and flowery top. But I think my friend's wearing jeans.
Remember you've got that new skirt and top? We bought them last week with stars on. Why don't you wear them?
Okay then, I'll do that. But it's a pity about my dress.
Five. What did the boy hurt during the match?
How was your match? Oh, your arm's red.
I did that at school after the match. It does hurt a bit. But the ball hit my head while we were playing.
Oh no.
Don't worry, I was fine when that happened. But then another player kicked my leg trying to get the ball, so I had to leave the game for a while. But I'm okay now.
That's good.
Now listen again.
How was your match? Oh, your arm's red.
I did that at school after the match. It does hurt a bit, but the ball hit my head while we were playing.
Oh no.
Don't worry, I was fine when that happened, but then another player kicked my leg trying to get the ball, so I had to leave the game for a while. But I'm okay now.
That's good.
Six. What will Grandad's birthday present be?
What shall we buy Grandad for his birthday, Dad? He loves boats. Maybe a trip to the boat museum?
I was thinking of a book about boats, because he enjoys reading too, but he might prefer a ride on a boat. What do you think?
That won't be fun on his own, Dad.
I'll pay for us to go too.
He'll love that.
Now listen again.
What shall we buy Grandad for his birthday, Dad? He loves boats. Maybe a trip to the boat museum?
I was thinking of a book about boats, because he enjoys reading too, but he might prefer a ride on a boat. What do you think?
That won't be fun on his own, Dad.
I'll pay for us to go too.
He'll love that.
Seven. How did the boy get home from the cinema?
Mum, I'm home.
Did your friend's mum drive you back?
That was the plan, but when we came out of the cinema, her car didn't start. We waited a long time for the bus, so in the end she called a taxi, and we all came back here in that. And the bus drove past just as we arrived.
Oh, right.
Now listen again.
Mum, I'm home.
Did your friend's mum drive you back?
That was the plan, but when we came out of the cinema, her car didn't start. We waited a long time for the bus, so in the end she called a taxi, and we all came back here in that. And the bus drove past just as we arrived.
Oh, right.
That is the end of part one. Now turn to part two, questions 8 to 12. You will hear five different conversations. For each question, Circle the correct answer, A, B, or C. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 8. What does the boy say about his new maths teacher? A. She's very funny in class. B. She's helped him enjoy the subject. C. She's kind to all the students.
What's your new teacher like?
Mrs. Morris? Yeah, I don't think we laugh as much as with our last teacher. But if we need help, she takes time to explain things carefully. And she doesn't make anyone feel bad if they can't do things. That's cool.
Sounds good.
But I'm not sure it's ever going to be my favorite class.
That doesn't matter.
Now listen again.
What's your new teacher like?
Mrs. Morris? Yeah, I don't think we laugh as much as with our last teacher. But if we need help, she takes time to explain things carefully. And she doesn't make anyone feel bad if they can't do things. That's cool.
Sounds good.
But I'm not sure it's ever going to be my favorite class.
That doesn't matter.
Nine. What does the girl say about the bird she saw in the garden? A. It was beautiful. B. It was noisy. C. It was friendly.
I saw an interesting bird in our garden yesterday. Dad says it's been there before, but maybe I didn't notice it because it's not like some of the other birds in our garden which make so much noise. Anyway, yesterday I got really close to it, and I saw it had lovely blue and purple colours on its body. Then suddenly it saw me and flew away.
Now listen again.
I saw an interesting bird in our garden yesterday. Dad says it's been there before, but maybe I didn't notice it because it's not like some of the other birds in our garden which make so much noise. Anyway, yesterday I got really close to it, and I saw it had lovely blue and purple colours on its body. Then suddenly it saw me and flew away.
Ten. What will the children practice in their swimming lesson today? A. Swimming in teams. B. Swimming fast. C. Swimming under the water.
Now listen, everyone, while I tell you about today's lesson. You're getting better at swimming now, and especially underwater. But for this lesson, I want you to swim as quickly as you can across the pool. So get into your usual teams, and let's see who can reach the other side first. Then next lesson, we'll do some more swimming under the water. Okay?
Now listen again.
Now listen, everyone, while I tell you about today's lesson. You're getting better at swimming now, and especially underwater. But for this lesson, I want you to swim as quickly as you can across the pool. So get into your usual teams, and let's see who can reach the other side first. Then next lesson, we'll do some more swimming under the water. Okay?
Eleven. What did the boy especially like at the museum? A. The paintings. B. The guided tour. C. The shop.
How was your museum trip with Grandma?
Well, first, a guide told us about the paintings, then took us to see them, so I understood them better, which was good.
Right.
Then we went to the museum shop. There were so many fantastic things there. That was the best bit. And Grandma got me a book so I can read about the paintings I saw.
Lovely.
Now listen again.
How was your museum trip with Grandma?
Well, first, a guide told us about the paintings, then took us to see them, so I understood them better, which was good.
Right.
Then we went to the museum shop. There were so many fantastic things there. That was the best bit. And Grandma got me a book so I can read about the paintings I saw.
Lovely.
How did the boy feel during his concert performance? A. Nervous. B. Pleased. C. Surprised.
How was the concert?
Okay, thanks. I mean, I really couldn't believe it when my teacher asked me to play the drums because I haven't been learning them for very long. But then, when we started, I suddenly felt a bit scared. I didn't want to make a mistake.
But that didn't happen, did it?
It was fine, and I'm really glad the concert went so well.
Now listen again.
How was the concert?
Okay, thanks. I mean, I really couldn't believe it when my teacher asked me to play the drums because I haven't been learning them for very long. But then, when we started, I suddenly felt a bit scared. I didn't want to make a mistake.
But that didn't happen, did it?
It was fine, and I'm really glad the concert went so well.
That is the end of part two. Now turn to part three, questions 13 to 17. You will hear a girl called Sarah telling her class about a family bike ride she went on during the school holidays. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part three. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hello everyone. I'm Sarah and I want to tell you all about the family bike ride we went on last week. It was great fun. We wanted to go on Thursday. That was the best day for us. But then Dad had to work, so we went on Friday instead. Dad also wanted us to leave early in the morning. At 7 o'clock. But everyone was tired and we couldn't wake up. So it was 8:30 when we finally got onto our bikes. And we didn't get back home until 6:30 in the evening. My brother and I wanted to explore the hills close to where we live. So we went through them on our bikes. I think Mum was hoping to cycle through the forest with us, because that's also near our house, but she didn't mind. And I took some photos of things I saw while we were cycling. My pictures of clouds were brilliant, much better than my pictures of butterflies, which I'd like to take again sometime, actually. Then suddenly it was lunchtime. Everyone was hungry and we didn't have any food with us. Dad saw a cafe ahead, so we cycled there, but it was closed. So we cycled on and found a hotel, and Dad bought us a lovely hot meal there. It was delicious. Anyway, if you want to see my photos, they're all online. Let me give you the website address so that you can have a look. It's www.clark.com. I'll spell that for you. It's C-L-A-R-K. It's my dad's website. Enjoy the pictures.
Now listen again.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sarah, and I want to tell you all about the family bike ride we went on last week. It was great fun. We wanted to go on Thursday. That was the best day for us. But then Dad had to work, so we went on Friday instead. Dad also wanted us to leave early in the morning, at 7 o'clock. But everyone was tired and we couldn't wake up. So it was 8:30 when we finally got onto our bikes. And we didn't get back home until 6:30 in the evening. My brother and I wanted to explore the hills close to where we live, so we went through them on our bikes. I think Mum was hoping to cycle through the forest with us, because that's also near our house, but she didn't mind. And I took some photos of things I saw while we were cycling. My pictures of clouds were brilliant, much better than my pictures of butterflies, which I'd like to take again sometime, actually. Then suddenly it was lunchtime. Everyone was hungry and we didn't have any food with us. Dad saw a cafe ahead, so we cycled there, but it was closed. So we cycled on and found a hotel, and Dad bought us a lovely hot meal there. It was delicious. Anyway, if you want to see my photos, they're all online. Let me give you the website address so that you can have a look. It's www.clark.com. I'll spell that for you. It's C-L-A-R-K. It's my dad's website. Enjoy the pictures.
That is the end of the test. Please stop writing now. Your teacher will now collect all the question papers.